This past week in New York, a surprise candidate won the Republican nomination for governor. He's been quoting this one line over and over, which made me wonder if he really understands the roots of that line. First, let's allow him to introduce himself to you and include a small biographical detail.
Hi, I'm Carl Paladino, and I'm mad as hell.
Paladino made sure he invoked the mad as hell theme in just about every interview he did or ad he ran.
If we've learned anything tonight, it's that New Yorkers are as mad as hell.
These were the first words of his victory speech the night of the primary.
And we're not going to take it anymore.
Paladino isn't the only one using the phrase during this election season. Fox News' Monica Crowley brought it up.
Why are we mad as hell? Because since the Democrats took the White House and the Congress, each day we have awakened to some new horror.
Even some on the left compare their displeasure to Satan's zip code.
I'm Jamie Court. I wrote The Progressive's Guide to Raising Hell because I'm mad as hell and I don't think any of us should have to take it again.
But let's consider the source. The phrase comes, of course, from the movie Network, or as it's often referred to, Paddy Chayefsky's Network, which is just about the only example I could think of when a movie is attributed to its screenwriter, not its director or producer. In Network, Howard Beale, a washed-up anchorman at the end of his career and the end of his rope, vents his rage.
I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, "I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!"
That's the famous clip, and unmoored from its context, it sounds like a rallying cry. It is, in fact, meant to be the pathetic ramblings of a lunatic. Howard Beale, played by Peter Finch, is described by one character as
a manifestly irresponsible man.
Another says
the man is insane. He's not responsible for himself. He needs care and treatment.
As for Beale's self-evaluation,
good morning, Mr. Beale. They tell me you're a madman.
Only desultorily.
How are you now?
I'm as mad as a hatter.
Beale is also called a typhoid, a plague, and smallpox. He's depicted as hearing voices and given to collapsing in a heap of apoplexy after a trademark rant. In short, channeling Howard Beale as a guiding light, a moral compass, or a truth speaker is a little like quoting Captain Queeg on the issue of strawberry consumption, Grand Moff Tarkin on military readiness, Blanche DuBois as a guide to self-sufficiency, or Lenny from If Mice and Men on the issue of rabbit husbandry. Among Chayefsky's critiques was that people were living in an age that relied on the audience's lack of critical thought, that TV was turning out legions of citizens who knew nothing of context, who got off on the adrenaline of, say, an angry screed, but didn't possess the critical faculties to see beyond its emotion. Is it a fair point? Even critic Pauline Kael, who didn't much like Network, allowed that satire doesn't have to be fair to be funny. And given enough time, it doesn't even have to be satire.